This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A lot of tweets from the president. We're going to talk about it in a second. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Better to dish it with than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, it was all about the president and his tweets. How have you been?
Well, I've been okay. I'm telling you, the president is now saying that the person who actually is putting in an anonymous op-ed tomorrow in the New York Times is guilty of treason. I mean, you just cannot make this stuff up.
Yeah, you know, and so it started, I mean, as it always does, it starts early in the day, and you're talking about this, you know, anonymous op-ed piece by a Trump staffer, so, you know.
A lot of people think it could be the vice president. There was somebody that took odds on, like they do in Las Vegas, and said it was the vice president. Who knows?
Wow. It's going to leak out somehow. We're going to find out. I know it.
What I think. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it will somehow. So then you have, of course, the Supreme Court vacancy, the Kavanaugh hearings that are going on, and this was the big day, a long day. And what was up with what he said to Senator Leahy from Vermont?
This is really interesting. So Senator Leahy said Trump claims he has absolute right to pardon himself. Does he? Kavanaugh says, the question of self-pardons is something I have never analyzed. Nobody quite believes that, but okay. It's a question that I have not written about. It's a question, therefore, that is a hypothetical question that I can't begin to answer in this context as a sitting judge and as a nominee to the Supreme Court. Then Senator Leahy says, the other half of that obvious one, does a president have the ability to pardon somebody in exchange for a promise from that person they wouldn't testify against him? Kavanaugh, sir, I'm not going to answer hypothetical questions of that sort. So there you have it.
And
it doesn't answer anything.
Yeah, it doesn't answer anything. And then there was other questions, too, including, you know, the question from Dianne Feinstein, who asked about whether a sitting president could be forced to comply with a subpoena, because that's been a big
problem. He basically would not answer anything, and all he did when Dianne Feinstein and other people asked him questions was to say that it wasn't a case that wasn't before him. Now, the person that is famous for that is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she actually also denied things, so this is nothing terribly new.
Right, right. You think he gets confirmed, right?
Oh, I absolutely. So even if the two senators from Maine, Collins, and the Senator Murkowski from Alaska, who are Republicans, vote against him, I think that you have Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota. You have the senator from West Virginia, Manchin, who is going for re-election, and I think that they absolutely will vote for him because they're afraid of losing their seats.
There you go. Hey, there's I was out somewhere and I saw that Facebook's COO Sheryl Sandberg testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee. There's a lot of people that jumped off of Facebook. They were so furious about the 2016 election cycle and what happened. Did she have anything worth talking about?
The Twitter guy did show up. It's interesting. The person from Google did not show up. They wanted to send their attorney. The Senate committee would not accept it. Basically, she said that they're putting in all sorts of things, that they've gotten rid of accounts, that any time they suspect anything is going on, they get rid of it. Now, also, Twitter went after Iran and said Iran is trying to break in, where Facebook went after Russia.
Wow. Interesting. And it's interesting that Google didn't even do anything, didn't send anyone nothing.
Didn't send anybody.
Crazy.
And what they did is they put a sign up by the chair so that everybody could see that Google did not show up.
Yeah. Wow. On that same front of being attacked in a different way, you had the UK Prime Minister who went to Parliament basically attacking the Russians, so jumping all over that, right?
Well, that's right. What she basically said, Theresa May, when she spoke to Parliament today, was that the Russians landed at a certain place. They went into their hotel room. There were traces of this poison in the hotel room. Then they took a plane right out after this poisoning supposedly went on and occurred. And so that they're in Russia, Russia will not extradite people.
Yeah. Wow, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, every single, we say the same thing. But, Ellen, have you seen anything like this? It's a crazy world.
Well, this is a very crazy world, and we live in crazy times. You know, there's that Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. Well, we certainly do. There's no question about that.
We certainly do, that's for sure. Ellen, thanks as always for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
So let's fill out a little bit about what Ellen was saying. I mean, you know, this Sheryl Sandberg did testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. It's interesting because coming back from Florida, my brother's wife refuses. They're off Facebook. Their son's off Facebook because of everything that's gone on. They're saying, you know, forget it. Why do we want to be tapped into this? I know many of you feel the same way. What she says is Facebook stands for people coming to Facebook every day to have an authentic conversation and to share, not to be deceived or misled. Well, we know that. And I think this was really such a kick to them that they're constantly trying to win back everybody's faith that were covered off. And as she said at one point, we're learning from what happened. We're improving. When we find bad actors, we block them. When we find content that violates our policies, we'll take it down. When our attackers use new techniques, we'll share them to improve our collective defense. We're more determined than our adversaries, and we'll continue to fight back. The problem is that adversaries are very cunning, and they find ways to get through. And as she says, it's an arms race, and we have to be more vigilant. Well, no kidding. And as she's there before the Intelligence Committee of Chairman Burr, who said nothing less than the integrity of our democratic institutions, processes and ideals are at stake. And, you know, we're determined to meet the challenge. Jack Dorsey, same thing. He's saying, as Ellen said, that they think the accounts are located in Iran. And the accounts related, you know, that they found are related by an Iranian mobile carrier or phone number, Iranian email address and account. Twitter's blocked in Iran, and they see people active on the service through a virtual private network, or VPN, right? And they say they suspended 770 accounts for violating the policies. And they talked about what's happened, and they talked about just, you know, dumping those accounts when they find them, same thing. And basically they're saying they're trying to, knowing that they're getting whatever they talk about is being pumped out all over the place, that they're trying to be vigilant, they're trying to figure it out, they're devoting resources to it, but that means that still, as in anything with cybersecurity, people can break through. I mean, this is the problem, right? This is the problem of the world we live in. It is a cybersecurity world. Now you're fighting for the integrity of your name and for information coming out, and you know it's interesting how people handle it. So in other words, like my family saying, forget it, we're not on it. And then you have other people that are not worried about that because they'll say, well, you know what, everything's out there exposed. You might go one way or the other. In fact, if you want to chime in on it, you always can. Send me your thoughts. I'll take an unofficial poll. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact and let me know. KateDelaneyRadio.com. For now, though, I'll meet you on the flip side. We've just scratched the surface. So much more is going on. And we got it for you here on ATN.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I've got dreams to remember. I've got dreams to remember.
Honey, all right, you don't have to dream about it. Tonight. And when I say we're back with Nail the Score. So here's how it works. You have one eye open, keep the other one open eventually, and jump on the phone line. I'm going to throw out the number so you remember, but 855, I know you're scrambling to get a pen right now, although you can put it in your iPhone or your Android or whatever device you have, but 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. You don't have to be a huge sports fan. This is easy. I mean, it's like going to a bingo hall. We're in a virtual bingo hall, and you are waiting to scream, bingo! Do you know I still have never played bingo? I mean, I've played, you know, a kid's version game of bingo, but never live in a bingo hall. That I am going to do this coming up summer, so that's a year from now. Or some maybe sooner if I can find a place to play. And I know that they have these games going all over. So anyway, my analogy, I don't want to bust it wide open. The game of the week will be chosen in the NFL. And all you have to do is call up and say who you think is going to win. Just pick a team, any team, of the two teams I mentioned. And what do you think the final score is going to be? For example, the Philadelphia Eagles are kicking off the season. They won the Super Bowl. So they're taking on the Atlanta Falcons. When I say they're kicking things off, it starts on Thursday. So they open at home against the Falcons. And you have a slew of other games going on. But if I said it's the Eagles and the Falcons, who do you think is going to win and what the score is going to be? You could, for example, say Philadelphia. And they're going to win by a score of 32-21. And that's it. And if you correctly nail the score, bingo, you have really won the mother load because you have hit bingo. If not, you're thrown into a drawing for a weekly prize. So since I'm celebrating 2 years, which is shocking to me of doing America, it's like shocking, it's awesome shocking, then you could win that weekly prize. Now here's the thing, besides calling the number, if you send me an email at katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, that's how you respond, just say who you think's going to win and what the score is going to be, then you would just say Philly, let's say 24-17, and then I'll have your email, I'll have your name, and I'll be able to put you into the virtual hopper and draw a name, and out of that comes those who call in and those who email in, the winner for the weekly prize. So that's something to look forward to, but we're not doing that until the tail end of this hour. So a couple of segs away, then we'll dive into it to kick things off here on America Tonight for fun. Great way to give some prizes out, have some fun. Who knows, maybe you get some bragging rights. And that's what it's all about, my friends. We have to have fun in this crazy, cockamamie world when we're talking about the ridiculousness of Facebook trying to defend itself and tell us how they're so vigilant and so much safer because they know that they can find the bad guys and take them out, right? I know I get hit up with fake accounts all the time. I just don't friend them. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. There's tons of those people. So let's talk about this. In the world of, you know, here and there, and sort of odds and ends, what is the conversation in the backyard? What are you talking about? And speaking of sports, Nike went all in on Colin Kaepernick with Colin Kaepernick's Voices Just Do It ad that's going to run during that kickoff game that I mentioned. So some people are boycotting Nike. Some people are all in on Nike. Typical of the way we are in this country. We know that. We get it, right? So what they did was they doubled down. They decided to make him the face of their Just Do It campaign. He has his voice on a TV ad that's going to play during the first game on Thursday. So some people are all over this. They're criticizing the decision to make Kaepernick part of the 30th anniversary celebration of the iconic slogan. Nike's going to be giving away, is going to be giving the controversial quarterback, rather, the one who started the whole anthem thing, exposure, primetime exposure, when they feature the ad and his voice in a commercial during the Falcons face-off with the Philadelphia Eagles. So they said they knew they'd take some heat for their decision to put a spotlight on Kaepernick, who's kneeling during the national anthem, spurred this movement against police brutality and sparked conversation about patriotism that put us at odds in so many ways. But they decided, you know what, we're going to be top of mind. We're going to do this. And some people are saying it's going to boost the popularity with younger consumers and then it's going to tank them with older consumers. But they're, you know, up for this. And so there is this company called YouGov. They track perceptions of brands. They found that while 34% of adults in the U.S. have a positive opinion of Kaepernick, 46% of shoppers who've bought Nike merchandise in the past 3 months have a positive view of the former San Francisco 49er. That means you got it. What about the rest? 78% of Nike shoppers say they like businesses to have a moral message compared to the 68% of the general public. So it's just right there, neck and neck. And is it going to, diving into the social issue and being this iconic brand, is it crazy? Is it smart? You know, what does that ultimately mean? And there are other athletes, by the way, who are doing this, like, you know, who are part of this. Serena Williams, Shaquille Griffin, Serena Williams, LeBron James, that kind of thing. So it's not just Kaepernick. It's that his name really, really stands out. This is part of the discussion. Where do you fall on that, or do you not go in either direction, because I've talked to people who say, you know what, I'm sort of tired of the whole thing. Two people said it to me today when I was waiting at a doctor's office. They were talking to me, and somehow that came up, and that was that. The one thing we also talked about was, because they had family in this area, was Gordon and the flooding that happens, you know, after the storm. So Pensacola, and you got this remnants of this tropical storm Gordon that is triggering some flood action, not just in that Pensacola area, other areas of the Gulf Coast. Wednesday, just taking a pounding, a licking. A child was killed when a tree fell over her family's mobile home. That's very sad. That was in Pensacola. And Gordon actually made landfall Tuesday in Mississippi, right near that Alabama border, with these hurricane winds. So what happens, of course, power is knocked out. You can always restore the power. Can't restore lives. So that was awful for some people because it took a while. It also produced, and this is always the danger too, tornadoes, including one near a place called West Point in Mississippi. But a lot of people felt lucky that they were unscathed. Even the Mississippi governor, Phil Bryant, said, "We're thankful, you know, that the coast made it through." But heavy rains, high winds, flooding, still very, very possible and happening. And that, my friends, is the other upside, downside of this. I should say, not upside, downside. Upside that people are aware of it. Downside that you can't do much about it. Where are you when this is going on? So howling winds, floods, this is the deal. And Gordon was nasty, and Gordon is leaving some scary tropical remnants along with it. Not very much impact on flights. You would have thought there would have been more impact, but not too many impact on the flights. And you know, we're talking Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa. I know you're listening to me in those areas. Illinois. And they're talking about 12 inches or so of rain, perhaps even through Saturday. Rain. It give and it takes, doesn't it? Because some people really, really need the rain. And then others are just absolutely praying that it pushes out. And that's the thing about it. All right, so like a hurricane, and we talked about this at the top briefly, but Bob Woodward's book, actually we didn't mention it this time around, Fear, Trump in the White House. There are things that are in that book that the president is saying is ridiculous. He says so many lies and phony sources. He said the book is a con on the public, and he questioned whether Woodward was a Democratic operative who timed the book's release to influence the coming midterm elections. And there's some pretty crazy accusations in it. Some of you caught on to that. And you ask me about that and let your thoughts flow in the mailbag. We're going there next on ATN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House has been rocked by criticism from a senior official who says they're part of a resistance inside the Trump administration. It came from an anonymous opinion piece in the New York Times. President Trump is calling that person a coward.
The New York Times is failing. If I weren't here, I believe the New York Times probably wouldn't even exist.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry is weighing in.
We have a presidency which is off the rails. We have a presidency in which the president is clearly now, according to this op-ed, which the New York Times knows who the author is. We have a president who is not capable of doing the job, who clearly has these temper tantrums, doesn't know enough to be making many of the decisions he makes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper.
Thank you kindly. Let's dig in the mailbag. In fact, a ton of mail. I'm not going to even, really say much more than that, other than it was just a crazy amount when I flicked it open today. So this is a crowd that likes to email. I've said this before, but I worked in the biggest market in the country in New York and in Dallas, the top 5 market, and I've never seen such emails. So kudos to all of you. Some of you just finding me because I've changed an email address just to make it easier. KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact, baby. That's the way in. Pretty easy. On your minds, a couple of things, including the Bob Woodward book, also Millennials and Facebook, and of course that on the heels of Sheryl Sandberg on the Hill, and some thoughts on a couple of other things too as well. So let's wiggle up to the Bob Woodward book. I mentioned it before we dove out in our last segment. Fear, Trump in the White House, and it's a big book, 448 pages, and it talks about all kinds of moments in the White House, and talks about things from John Kelly, James Mattis, the defense secretary, the press secretary, and of course all of them are disputing the reporting. Mattis calls the book a product of someone's rich imagination. So many of you have heard and seen what the president has tweeted back in response to some of what is going on with this book. So let me jump right into this. This one is from Jeff, and he said, Kate, I found it amusing, the line about, you know, in the book where he says that Kelly is been described the president as unhinged and told staffers his office working for Trump was the worst job I've ever had. He's an idiot. It's pointless to try and convince him of anything. He's gone off the rails. We're in crazy town. So I mentioned this in a response himself. You've got Kelly saying that's not true, that he didn't say that. And, of course, we're talking again about Chief of Staff John Kelly. And in this email, the saying is, this is just pointless of going back and forth, even when Kelly himself, Kate, is saying that it's not true, that he never called the president an idiot. It's just the exact opposite. And then it's just another attempt to smear people close to the president. And I got to think that, you know, this is the kind of stuff that always happens anyway in White Houses. And it's just been exacerbated probably because of the popularity of Trump and his tweets. Okay, so then we got another one. This one is from Moose. I love that. Moose! Hi, Kate. I listen to the show all the time. I think it's ridiculous. You know that the president says what he thinks. We all know that. And that's part of the good and the bad. We like that. And then sometimes we think, oh, he shouldn't have said that, maybe. But this is what you get with Donald Trump, because he doesn't have any kind of a filter. So, of course, or some of what's written in the book could be what we all know, and the rest of it could be exaggerated. I mean, who knows? Obviously, Woodward is trying to sell a book, and that's part of the deal here, whatever he's reporting, whoever his sources are. So it's not shocking to me that we would read anything that's titillating or may make you think, ooh, what's really going on there? Because how could he possibly sell a book if it was just his hot opinions and takes on what the president is doing, just my two cents? Touche, you know, there is no question some truth to that, because you're not going to sell that kind of a book without some inside baseball. And so what is the inside baseball? The gossip, the what's really being said behind the scenes, whether it's exaggerated, not exaggerated, is something that was said. You know, it's just a myriad of what part of what's going on there. And it is about selling, selling books. Yeah, absolutely. But then you look at the history of Bob Woodward, and you look at his reporting and what he's done well with. And then other areas that, again, when you're reporting on D.C., that, you know, people will question because they don't, as I got this one here from Melissa, who says, listen, Bob Woodward is a respected journalist, and just trashing him and trampling all over him is ridiculous. But, of course, in defense of what is being said, that's what you would do. You would respond to it. But all of that just makes people more interested in whatever the heck he's talking about in this book, Fear. And one thing's for sure, it seems like there is some chaos behind the scenes. And usually when there's chaos, what happens is somebody goes. And I think a lot of people have been fired because of that reason. You know, touche. Then there is this one from Billy, who says, Kate, when is Nail the Score coming back? Billy, I have an answer. It's coming back in our very next segment. So make sure you keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. The game of the week, one side or the other. Who's going to win? What's the final score going to be? And every week, here's the beauty of this, somebody's going to win something. And maybe somebody wins the big one, meaning they actually nail the score, which would be pretty cool, and that may happen if we are lucky. I'd love to see it happen, because it's 10 years that I've been on the air with America Tonight. How about that? Wow. Crazy. All right, how about this? This one comes to us. This is a very different one. This one comes to us from Joe, who says, Kate, I just was in Italy. I've heard you talk about wanting to go to Italy. You should go. Go. Because there's so many tourists and it's just being overrun by tourists, I don't know if you know that or not, it's changed what happens for people who are looking for that great Italian experience and to see some of the awesome architecture and what there is to offer in Italy. For example, Venice, which is sinking, and then going to see it with so many more tourists is even worse. Let me just put it that way. Now, because of it, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, in Florence, Italy, tourists cannot have street food on the streets because what happens is they leave it. They throw papers. They do other things. So now tourists are being fined $580 for eating food on the streets. What do you think, fair or foul? I heard it is a nightmare. I heard it's out, you know, you have these this incredible architecture, like you said, historic areas, and there's so many people, they're like trampling down on everything. So I think in Florence, they felt like, okay, we can't do this anymore, so we're going to have to do something about it. What do? We are going to have to make it so that people are not eating on the streets, and that's why that happened, although it is something that used to, you know, it's hot, you're walking around, you're taking in all the sights, and of course, just like in New York City or anywhere else, you grab something from a vendor. It's got to be affecting the vendors, I would think, because they probably aren't allowing the vendors there. So then there would be stuff that you have stuffed in a bag or whatever that you're pulling out, and they're very serious about it, very, very serious about scooping that up and finding people when they see that. So I think that's going to really discourage it. If it cleans it up, if they clean it up, then it's a good thing. Because do you want to be the tourist that goes over there that gets to see all the historic sites that you paid money, your hard-earned money to go see, and it's nothing but massive people and food thrown on the ground and you're stepping in it? The answer is no. And they felt like they had no other choice. They may make the switch, I guess, after that. All right, how about this? This one comes to us from Harry, who says, I've heard you talk about your cars, and I've heard you talk about stick shift. So, ironically, I read a story today about the stick shift and that the popularity of cars with manual transmissions has just dumped, and that automakers are not making them because they make cars more fuel efficient and cheaper to buy. So because of that, the reason for getting a manual is dying. You may have a car on your hands, Kate Delaney, that could be worth something if you hang on to it. Well, it's like a bumper car now because everybody keeps hitting us, but the you know what? Somebody else told me that maybe a year ago. I had a pal who's been on the show, Donna St. Luce, and I was telling her how, you know, I like sticks and stick shifts, and she was saying, you know, less and less people are getting sticks, and there is definitely truth to it. You know, there are Audi is saying that they are no longer going to offer any manual transmission cars of any sort in the U.S., starting with their 2019 model. They're not doing that. They used to offer a stick shift, but they aren't doing it with their A4 sedan and their A5 coupe. So it's, you know, it's automatic. And with the advancement of how systems are being laid out, that's why that is. So, you know, stick shifts represent, I guess, less than 7% of U.S. sales. And that goes back to like 2012. And it's even worse. They have the estimates for 2018, 3.5. So I'm in the minority with the one car, and I do like stick shifts. I really, really do. It's funny because I was just driving it today. So I'm glad that you threw that up there. Viva la stick, the manual, even if it's going to be rare. Thanks for all the emails, folks. Coming up next, Nail the Score, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
It's It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. It is time for Nail the Score. And I'm so glad it's back, and I hope you are, too. I know I've gotten a couple of emails from you, and it's that thing of getting used to what are we doing, and what is the game of the weekend? What are you talking about, lady? So if you've never listened to this show, and you've just tuned in for the first time, first of all, hello. Thanks for tripping on to us. Nail the Score is simply this. It's a way to have some fun, right? And we're going to give away weekly prizes in honor of my 10 years on the air. So you call this number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I'll tell you what the game of the week is. Then you don't have to know anything about football. You don't have to like it. You just pick a side, one of the two teams. Tell us what you think the final score is going to be of the game. And if you win, you bingo are the Nail the Score champ. We've had winners in the past. It's been a while, though. We have had two on this show and when I started doing it, and we haven't done it the entire 10 years. But this year, we're doing a little different twist. If you call us and you participate in Nail the Score, or if you send me an email, and you can only do that through this segment, so you can't be jogging, walking the dog listening to this. I know a lot of people through the miracle of podcasting, listen to the show after the fact, and we thank you for that by going to tune in and downloading it, etc. But it's not going to count because it's not fair for all the people who are up and they're emailing right now. And we get a lot of people who email, and we also get people who call. So that's the bottom line. Let's go to what is, in fact, the game of the week. So the game of the week, and this is opening week in football, is, and we used to do this where we would have the computer pick what the game of the week was. But instead, I decided what I would do is I put together a little board, and I'll post this at some point on my Facebook or Fakebook, oops, did I say Fakebook? Account, and you can go there and see it. But I randomly did it this way. I thought it was, I don't know, I just thought it was more fun. Let's put it that way. The game of the week, is at Lambeau Field, the Bears and the Packers. The Packers are favored by 7.5 points. How much do you believe at the, in the miracles that happen at Lambeau Field, and Aaron Rodgers, highest paid quarterback in the league right now, somebody who's won a Super Bowl, somebody who's come close to winning a Super Bowl. But it is the Packers and the Bears, 8:30 kick on NBC. That's their big game of the week. Of course, it's not the first game of the week. The first game is the Falcons and the Eagles. So all you have to do is call me at 855-266-5283 or shoot me an email, Kate Delaney Radio. Just click on contact and it'll go through that way and tell me what you think the score is going to be between the Bears and the Packers. It is just that easy. All right, so let's go to our first one up in the queue, and that would be Pete in Texas. Pete always emerges from the bunker when we do Nail the Score. I love it. Hey, Pete, how are you?
All nil to the swag master. You may kiss the ring.
I love it.
Oh, my God. 28-21. The Packers.
Packers, all right. The Packers, I'm there with you, I believe. The Packers, it's going to be an interesting year, I think, in the NFL. I can't wait.
You're ready. It's my year.
Oh, I like it. It's your year. All right. So let's see. It's going to be a good year, Pete, for sure. And thank you for calling. Appreciate you. Appreciate that. In the meantime, we got this one that came in from Telly. Telly. And Telly says, I like Chicago. I know most people won't pick it, Kate, but I like Chicago 24-18. And you know what? There is no oddball score, by the way. Thanks, Telly. Because there are lopsided scores, and we see it all the time. You know, it doesn't have to be a uniform score. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or just jam on the email like Telly did. KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Let's go out to Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, how are you, girl?
I'm good. How about you?
Good.
Good.
Living the dream.
Yeah, I love that. Living the dream. I love it. What do you think?
I think I'm going to go with Packers. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, so I'm going to go 35-21.
The Packers. Sharon, good luck with that, and thanks for the call. Staying up, hanging with us, Cher, over there in Maine, where they're going to get some of that cooler weather. Yeah, I love that. This is like kind of the, it's not kind of, this is the good time of year in Maine because of the cooler weather, right? When everybody else is still kind of complaining about, what else do we have to do, right? Everybody's complaining about the weather. In Maine, it starts to cool off, and in the New England states, for sure. So week one in the NFL, and the game is the Packers and Chicago. And when I look across at this, and I look at the, I just kind of crunched the numbers a little bit because I'm going to give you my prediction. I'm going to say the Packers win this. And I think the Packers win it by a score of, believe it or not, 34 to 21. I think the Packers with Aaron Rodgers, who is more stoked up than ever, one of the best quarterbacks, period, that's, you know, out there. I'm going to say they're more than ready to go on a Sunday night, big TV audience. Yes, yes, and yes. Statistically speaking, Lambeau, they can certainly lose at Lambeau, although they're not known for that. The record overall is very lopsided. And I don't care what happened in the preseason because they split. They basically were 2-2. It doesn't really matter. And they've got, you know, they had some signings. They have shored up a couple of different areas. Corey Toomer signed with the Packers on Monday. He was let go by the 49ers. He's a veteran linebacker. He's going to certainly help them defensively. That's why I think that, you know, you look at their defense and that helps a bunch. And that's going to help keep Chicago a little bit more at bay. And I think that, you know, what Aaron Rodgers is capable of is he will open it up, and it's going to be very long, a very long night, let's put it that way, for the Chicago defense. A very long night. All right, so I've got to make sure I've got a bunch of email. I've got at least three. If I can get to the three, I will quickly. But I want to include Nathan, if he's not up the vending machines right now. Nathan, are you there?
I'm here, Kate.
I love that. So who do you think is going to win, the Packers or the Bears?
Well, I'm definitely going to say the Packers. How about 31-24?
I like it. 31-24.
Just kicking it around.
Yeah. Nathan is eligible for the weekly prize, by the way, so maybe he wins in the virtual drawing. We'll see, and I will announce that on our next show, by the way. Quickly, thank you, Nathan. We go to some emails, and you can still, right till the top, you can still send me your emails at katedelaneyradio.com. Easy to remember. That's why I switched the name, katedelaneyradio.com. And I've got one here from Joe, who says, it's opening week. Of course, the Packers at home. How could they lose to the Bears? I think they win, Kate, by a score of 38-17. Woo! Not giving the Bears much chance, Treblinski, to do much for the Bears. Then quickly, another one. This one is from L, who says, I'm all over Chicago in this one. No one's picking them, I bet. So I'm going to say they win it 21-17. Wow, that'd be a bad day for the Packers at home. Thanks for competing and nail the score. Winner announced in our next show for the weekly drawing.
Went down. All game. When I walk, but it's really a shame. I saw you in another man. I saw you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.